This week's episode, we get caught up with March Madness and other exciting sporting news.
And a total eclipse of the heart. And I share a little bit about a weekend that I had with a group of moms and their daughters that was just really beautiful.
Joking.
What's that?
I hit the wrong button. Welcome to They That Hope with Father Dave and Deacon Bob, seeing humor and hope in an eclipse world. Post-eclipse.
Man, we made
world.
It. We made
we
it.
We survived.
Yes, the
yes.
rapture did not happen. We'll be talking quite a bit about the eclipse in our second section tonight.
Right. Even though you're probably sick of it by now, because for you it was like 2 days ago.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, if we haven't talked about it, did it really happen?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's like
either.
Trees falling in
People
the woods,
are waiting, like,
which happened all
I,
the time.
I heard there was an eclipse, but Bob and Father Dave haven't talked about it.
Until you get our take, our hopeful take on it,
well,
you
like,
don't know the eclipse.
This is like a preview of everything I was going to say. I did a retreat that we're going to talk about in the third section of tonight's things. But one of the coolest things is it's really funny, Bob. I was at a retreat this weekend with about 800 women. So we'll talk about it. How about that? For the
Woo-hoo.
End there. Holly and Elena, is that how we believe?
We think we're going to pronounce her name Elena.
Okay. And if I didn't get it right, I'm so sorry. But
Winks.
We met them. I met them this weekend. They were the most delightful, lovely, lovely people. And they were just so supportive. But they were our connection to
That's
Banana.
Right. Banana Ball.
Yeah.
And
they're the one who invited us to a game.
I know. We have
so,
to go.
Honestly, Bob,
we have to
it
go.
Was so much fun. It was really, really fun.
All right. We're going to play a clip right now. You'll get to hear it. If you're watching on video, you'll get to see in all its beauty.
Yeah.
The picture from one of the opposing teams of the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, but he grew out his hair for Wigs for Kids.
And Brett Helton, and here it is.
What's up, Father Dave and Deacon Bob? You guys run an amazing podcast. What's up from Brett Helton, the Party Animals? Today's a big day. The hair's gone.
Yeah! Awesome!
I can't wait.
Can't wait.
That was amazing.
That was really
you
cool.
You realize this is a podcast, right?
I do.
And podcast is listening, right? So
yes.
There's a good percentage of people. Although I suppose we could do the audio. Maybe you've heard the audio well.
Duh, dude. Okay, wait.
Okay, I got it.
Do you understand how this is working now?
This going. I like this. I like this.
Yes, there's going
to
be an audio to
it. It was really, really, really great.
He gave us a shout out. If you're not familiar with Banana Ball, Father Dave thinks it's one of the greatest blasphemies to the human race, but
I'm coming around.
Are you coming around?
So
you're having a
friends.
Conversion.
Well, I talked to them about the Houston event with the individual who gave us the picture of the pitcher.
Yes.
I'm coming around. They're nice people around the banana ball.
We're getting
world.
A lot of banana ball connections, and we
like
would
it.
Like more.
We want to come to a game sometime.
Hope at franciscan.edu. My dream is that we will do a podcast live
at banana ball.
At a banana ball game.
In Savannah, Georgia. Have you been to Savannah, Georgia?
I don't know if
it's
I've hung
town.
Out
it's
in Savannah,
it's really
Georgia.
Fun town. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I've probably
there.
Been there.
Mom and Dad and I went there. It's where the bench that Forrest Gump, life is like a box of chocolates. Did you think it was Forrest Gump there?
No. I thought that was like maybe Yoda in a really
best.
Bad.
It was one of the best impersonations you've ever heard.
Like chocolates.
The chocolates
life is a box
eat.
Of.
So that was good. All right. So the game tonight, Bob and I are recording on Monday evening. The
yes.
championship game starts in 2 hours.
The men's basketball championship game is what he's talking about for college.
I'm so generous. I'm going to give you UConn.
No, I wanted.
No, I get Purdue.
I've been rooting for Purdue this whole
that's
time.
That's ridiculous.
You can't change
didn't even
it.
Know Purdue had a
no.
basketball team. I'm the one who said at the beginning, no, you get UConn.
Replay last week. Where I got Purdue, and you're like, oh, they're not going to
win. Well, you had him last week. I'm getting him this week.
Okay, fair.
No, I'll take.
All right, fine. I'll get UConn. I'll
right.
take it.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay.
Yesterday,
I'm predicting an upset.
Yesterday was the women's basketball final, and it was South Carolina versus Iowa. South Carolina won and won heartily.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark had
lost.
An amazing first quarter, and then they just said, you know what?
We're done.
Stop this nonsense.
Yeah.
We're just going to double team you and
yeah.
shut you down.
Yeah, well,
and
South Carolina hasn't lost all year. I mean, they're the best.
No,
they've been the best team from the very
they're
beginning.
Absolutely amazing. Yep, yep. Their coach, Dawn Stanley, I believe is
okay.
her name.
Okay.
What a gracious, well-spoken woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoke wonderfully of Caitlin
she
Clark.
She really did. That was very,
and,
very sweet.
But she's been doing, that's kind of a pattern. She's always really giving shout-outs to others. And it was great. You know, I don't watch a lot of college basketball, period. This was probably the first year I ever watched some of the women's basketball. And I saw some of the game when they had that Final Four of the women's stuff. And it was really fun. It was really great. Yeah. And in fact, it was in Cleveland. And at one point, because I'm a quasi, like, one-quarter season ticket holder to the Cavaliers, I got an email saying, hey, discounted tickets. And I thought I was busy this weekend. I actually was busy this weekend. But now it's like, wait, oh my gosh, that just happened up the road. Sure. And I actually wished I would have gone to that. Sure. But that was a lot of fun. So yeah, women's basketball, congratulations, Caitlin Clark, and all she did. Congratulations, especially South Carolina. And we'll see, by the time you're hearing this podcast, you know which team won. Is it my favorite of all time, UConn? I've been rooting for them.
Or since I was a little boy, my favorite team, Purdue. It's interesting. I mean, there's two guys both over 7 feet, so it should be a really fun game. The Friars were getting some pizza for tonight and watching the game. So the other thing, baseball, the Nationals are doing horrible. They've lost every series so far this year. I think they've won one game in each series, so they maybe won three games.
Okay, I saw this weekend I went to see my two favorite hockey teams, the Pittsburgh Penguins played the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yep.
And I try to, every time the Lightning come into town, I try to go see a game. I don't get to see a lot of Lightning games not living in Tampa. I always get really excited if there's a weekend where there's a Buccaneers game and a Lightning game. Viewers who don't know me very well, why don't you know me well? Where have you been?
I mean, viewers. Huh? Also, people, listeners. What is with you? We are
or
doing
listeners.
A podcast that people are listening to us.
And many of them watch.
Both of them.
Ouch. Anyway, point is, if you're viewing or listening, whatever, I grew up outside of Chicago, but as a teenager moved to Tampa, and that's where I fell in love with many a sports team. Long story short.
Yeah.
Too late.
Short story long.
The Penguins have had a horrible season. Since November, they've been out of playoff contention.
Dun, dun, dun.
And yet, the past seven games, they've been winning like crazy, and their rivals, like the Washington Capitals,
losing like crazy.
Wah, wah, wah. They now, for the first time, if the season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs. It's an amazing run. So they were playing the Lightning, who are an excellent team, already clinched the playoffs. They were up 4-1 as we entered into the third period, the Penguins were. Mm-hmm. And my daughter looked at me and she said, well, this won't be a very exciting game. And I said, oh, I've been watching the Penguins all season. They don't know how to play three periods.
Yeah.
And sure enough, by the end of the middle to the third period, Lightning scored. It's now 4-4. It's like 2 minutes left. Penguins score.
Oh, my goodness.
Lightning pulls the goalie. Bodies flying everywhere.
Yes.
Penguins end up winning in the last second. And I was not super sad because I like both teams, but man, it was just a great game.
There was a letdown.
No. The Penguins needed.
And the Tampa Bay comes back and wins.
Penguins kind of came back and win, but all my favorite players scored. Crosby scored. Malkin, who's one of my favorite players of all time, scored twice.
Wow.
Steven Stammer.
There you go.
Stamkos, we call him Stammer because we're tight.
Of course.
Lightning scored. Even Chris Letang scored.
That's amazing.
I feign interest better than you do. Let's just put that out there.
You're not wrong.
So much of what you say, I don't care about, but I don't let you know that, obviously.
Can I just say, though, again, people came up to me this weekend and they said, Father Dave, we appreciate your sports updates. So sometimes we think we go too long, but people love them. We're giving the people what they love.
Should we make a college sports update about the NAIA?
Oh, yes. That was really, really interesting. Okay. So governing athletics in the United States, there's two major organizations. NCAA is the vast majority of them, but the other one is NAIA, which is actually growing up in Durango, Colorado, Fort Lewis. I think they're part of NCAA now, but they were NAIA. Isn't Benedictine?
Yep. Benedictine NAIA. Yeah.
So they just came out this afternoon and said, they will not allow transgendered athletes. What they're saying is we are not going to allow biological men to play in biological women's sports. There was a volleyball game that took place the other day. It was a couple of weeks ago. Two women teams playing each other. Five of the members of those teams were men, biological men.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy. You're seeing women sitting on the bench as five biological men identifying as women are playing in this game. So the NAIA said no. They said, we are going to strictly run our athletic program according to biology. So it was really...
That's a huge move.
It is a huge move. They are going to get blasted. I said to dinner tonight with the Friars, I said, it'll be interesting if they stay to this, because it is going to be all hands on deck to come against them.
I looked at a little bit of the details, but specifically it's about biological men playing women's sports. They
right.
didn't say.
Right, right, right. Well, that was one of the questions.
But I guess that's not really
well.
Much of an, it's like, well, good luck, I guess. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that actually we talked a little bit with my AD this afternoon about that. So it's very interesting. In light of, and here's a little tease for next week.
Okay.
The Holy Father just came out today with a document. I think the name of the document is Human Dignity.
Okay.
And it deals a lot with the transgendered, abortion, gender therapy, gender ideology.
Gender theory, yeah.
It's one of those things that's it's going to drive, again, I don't like these categories, but for the quote-unquote liberal, progressive Catholic, they are not happy about this
right.
at all.
I mean,
Father James Martin has already come out and said, you know, this is not good. So it's just interesting. So we'll talk a little bit about that next week.
Okay. That sounds awesome. Great. Hey.
We have an announcement. Oh, wait. Stop it. Okay. We're still in sports. A little bit of a teaser. I'm going to have a bucket list. Something's going to take place this weekend.
What?
Nope. I'm not going to tell you. We'll talk about it next
Can
week.
Can I guess?
Nope. We'll talk about it next week.
Can I guess?
No.
Can I?
No. Now, do your announcement.
It's probably golf. Is it? I was just trying to think, what's more boring than baseball? Steubenville conferences are just 2 months away.
2 months.
2 months. Wait, there's got to be a sound effect for that. 2 months away.
2 months.
2 months away. 2 months away.
2 months. Nice.
This summer, come grow in your faith alongside hundreds of other Catholics. Dare I say thousands? We have 4 adult conferences, Power and Purpose, Applied Biblical Studies, Defending the Faith, and a conference for priests, seminarians, and deacons. Dare I say, a retreat for priests, seminarians, and deacons. Also, if you're a young adult, our Power and Purpose conference and Defending the Faith include special events just for you. We hope you'll join us this summer. You can learn more and register at steubenvilleconferences.com. That's steubenvilleconferences.com.
What are you doing? Seriously, have you ever done that before? Good grief.
Anyway, the buttons, it's harder than it looks, and okay. It doesn't look very hard.
Okay, so.
So come to our conferences, yeah. steubenvilleconferences.com. Father Dave and
seriously,
I. Well,
seriously,
actually, not me, but.
Some people are listening to this and you're thinking, maybe you should come. I mean,
yeah, they're fantastic.
They really are great, great conferences. Encounter the Lord, fellowship. It's great.
Power and Purpose happens in June. That's kind of our big opener.
Mm-hmm.
And our big closer is Defending the Faith, the last weekend of July with our good friend and colleague, Dr. Scott Hahn.
Yep.
And I'll be doing music for those later conferences.
Excellent.
And then there's the Eucharistic Revival, but we'll probably talk about that
Time. We will. There's going to be a partial podcast that we'll do from there.
Some of us will do from there. All right.
Okay, today was the eclipse day, which I have been excited about for...
Yes.
About a year.
And did you go see the eclipse in its totality, everybody to do? The answer is...
I did not.
You did
not. Okay, so here's
the reason I went.
I know.
I drove an hour with my children.
There's a whole group of people that said, Father Dave, wasn't it amazing? Where did you end up going? I said, I stayed on campus. Part of it is because, you know, the majority of the classes were canceled this afternoon,
right.
as you can imagine. And it was honestly...
All right, why don't you let the person that actually saw the totality this conversation, then you can finish with your exciting anecdotes.
The person who actually knew what this was, you didn't know about it 10 days ago.
Oh, I knew about the eclipse.
Okay, so we had...
I went to space camp twice.
We had classes canceled,
true
so
story.
Bob with his family went up. Where'd you guys end up going?
We ended up going to Niles, Ohio.
Okay.
That's
right at the intersection.
Right by Warren. I kind of looked at the map, and it was an hour away, and right at the edge of the totality,
okay.
I was going to get 1 minute and 11 seconds of total eclipse.
Okay.
And
were there a lot of people?
Yeah, it was really fun. I ended up, the mall that I went to was like the hub of everybody was there, and they had like slides and like kind of carnival things. It was
a really great vibe,
and the parking lot was filled with people, and... it was just a great event. You know, part of the coolness of it is just that everybody's doing something together.
That's absolutely
I think
right.
in our culture,
that's
we don't get a lot of things that now, by the way, I think only people in the middle of America, cared about this so much. But it was really neat, and everyone was excited, and everybody was looking up, and everybody was cheering, and there's always a few people that started singing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
There you go. Did your whole family go?
Most of my family went. My lower four did not. Yeah, Colby was a little bit anxious about
the world.
I guess he had like a seminar or something like that. Not everybody canceled.
The world didn't end.
Was he worried about the world ending?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So who went?
Eliana.
Okay.
Maria, Joseph, Aiden, my wife. Eliana's boyfriend, Braden.
Did they think it was cool?
Oh, yeah. We all had a great time. That was amazing.
When it was in totality, you could take off your glasses,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did. And it was like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, really.
Though it's, pictures don't do it justice. I mean, in a sense, you can see a picture and you're like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Because we are used to like special effects in sci-fi movies. There is just something about, I'm watching this right now. And everybody else around me is watching it. It was a really cool and surreal and just fun thing.
That's really a good point, Bob, is that, it was something that could bring a group of people together that were totally different, but it was kind of focusing on something fun, something unique, something different. Yeah. My guess is you got a burger today somewhere.
I had steak.
Oh, okay.
It was fancy. Well, I got a lunch reservation. I thought, I'm going to get lunch reservations near this mall so we can just eat there and then walk out and do it. And it timed out perfectly. But they had steak, and I thought, I've had burgers for the past like 5 days, which isn't bad. But
it's a feast day too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it is a feast day today. Yeah.
So yeah,
and it's the feast day of my baptism.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought you looked graced.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we had on campus. It was really really fun. I mean, any type of candy or snack that had anything to do with
space.
So, yeah, we had Milky Way candy bars.
Okay.
The chips. Imagine what chips we had.
Wait! Don't tell me.
Okay.
Lay's?
No, Sun chips.
Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah,
there.
And they would Oreos. The
Oreos.
You separate them, and people were all crossing them, making it look like it was an eclipse.
Yeah, Franciscan University is way more interesting than what Father Dave is explaining. By the way, for those
Starburst,
of you that aren't used to being
here, I'm literally
here.
Eating Starburst as we're going. But honestly, there was probably 800 students in the quad, and everybody was we're playing
now,
balls.
Did classes get canceled?
Yeah, we canceled all classes.
Oh, you ended up actually doing that.
Yeah, that was actually one of the things that was really fun about it. It was faculty, staff, students. There was frisbees being thrown and games and popsicles, and it was just so much fun. And the same thing, everybody was just.
I'd like to think it was because I canceled my classes first that. Everybody, including
Bob,
you
canceled your classes like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I did. I just and yet you think I only heard about this eclipse 10 days ago.
You're prophetic.
I am.
It is interesting though. There were a few kids that were a little because there were people out there. There's a video going around of just all of these preachers that saying
the world's gonna end.
It was like little clips. It's like, today's 4:8, right?
Okay.
And apparently Exodus 4:8 says something about.
I saw some video, and I didn't even click it because I try to avoid the clickbait, but it was something about Padre Pio mentioned that today the world was going to end.
Yeah.
Padre Pio gets saddled with
every single
negative prophecy.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
it makes
true.
Him sound like just an angry Nostradamus.
Him and Fatima, you know?
I know. It's the 15th secret of Fatima. When I first came to campus in the 90s, a big buzz was like the three days of darkness.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, wasn't used to any of that stuff. And so I was like,
Somebody asked your opinion.
Yeah. Well, they're just like, you got to have these candles for the 3 days of darkness. And I went, 3 days of darkness? What's that? That sounds dumb. And they looked at me very seriously and said, Padre Pio said that the one who mocks the 3 days of darkness will be the first to die in it. And you didn't have Google back then. That was the problem. You couldn't be like, let me check this out.
That doesn't sound right.
You're just standing there like, okay. Well, gosh, I guess I should get my blessed candles. But if you didn't know it was going to happen, I can imagine, had you lived in like a time where you didn't have almanacs and you didn't know that this was happening, you'd be freaking out.
Yeah,
you'd be absolutely freaking out.
And there was something about it crossed the totality, crossed, I don't know, some certain number of towns called Nineveh and this. And I mean, actually, we were about 4 or 5, maybe not even that long, because we got 98.2%. So it was cool. Like, it was dark enough that all of the lights went on, the automatic lights went on. And just as we're getting close, somebody approached me and they wanted to have kind of like this serious conversation about, is this the time? It's like, I said, I didn't say anything. I just kind of tried to find something else to do.
That's right. And it was, they walk up to you, bless me, Father, for I've said, yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
So, you're absolved.
Yeah. Well, that was the big joke. It's like, Father, could you just absolve everybody just in case? You know, could we have a general absolution?
Sure.
And it was just fun. It was really, really fun afternoon.
That's great. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm really glad classes got canceled. And
the traffic coming, like everybody said, the traffic was going to be horrible. It wasn't, I mean.
Well, one of the reasons why I just went to the very edge of the totality is because I was a little worried about traffic. Yeah. But, you know, Warren, and it's just right by 80, so I did it. We went back in the mall, shopped for like 40 minutes because my daughter did try to leave immediately. She said the parking lot was just a zoo. I mean, because everybody tries to leave the parking lot, and it's this massive, massive, massive mall. But when I got out, though, Waze did take me through some very creative neighborhoods on the way out. But I just zipped right home. I mean, I didn't really spend much time on it.
I didn't realize that Niles, that was only an hour and 5 minutes away, right?
Yeah,
so that was really nice.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly.
My brother put out some real good pictures. I think they had like almost 4 minutes.
Yeah,
or three
Cleveland,
and a half minutes.
Cleveland had a really
the
good chunk
of it all.
Yeah, and I knew some friends that were up there in the Cleveland
area.
Yeah,
a lot of our students went up there.
They were expecting 200,000 people in the Cleveland area. Every hotel and Airbnb was sold out. Like hotel rooms were going for like $800 a night.
Did you have any clouds?
A little bit of overcastness, but by the time the totality hit, no, it was great.
No, that's the same way. It was like we were all praying because about maybe an hour before.
Yeah, it was like
it was
a little cloudy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Lord, please open this up.
That was super fun.
No, it was really, really
fun. So it's a memory.
That's actually somebody kept on saying, you know, we're making memories.
Yeah,
20 years from now, our kids will say, oh, that was so much fun.
I remember where I was when the total eclipse occurred.
Good.
So I wish I had a sound effect for the total eclipse.
I was trying to explain to the kids. There was an eclipse when I was a little kid. And I was sharing with them, when you used to take pictures, you'd get film, and the film would have negatives. And at the end of negatives, there was some dark film that was there. And we cut all that up and looked through that. And, I mean, talking to a group of kids who are like, what? Film? Negatives?
Right.
You did what? It's like, forget it. Just put on your glasses.
Never mind. I made sure. I actually ordered some glasses from Amazon that were like NASA approved, even though everybody was giving away glasses. But I mean, I'm not going to trust my eyesight to a free pair of glasses from a fill-up at Speedway. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know about that.
It was funny because we had, I think we ordered 2,000, and we ordered them a couple, I mean, honestly,
you ordered them
eight
at
weeks.
Franciscan?
From Amazon or something. I don't know what company from. Eight weeks ago, it got canceled about 10 days ago. So we got another order, it got canceled like 4 days. We ordered ours like on Saturday, and they showed up about 20 minutes before the eclipse. I mean, because everybody was had this rush for it. It was a lot longer than that. But so it was great. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, good times. Well, we hope you had a great eclipse. We hope you weren't worried.
Nope.
The world is
still spinning.
Is it, though?
It is.
I mean, how do we know we're not in some bizarro dream sequence?
Let's keep going.
Okay, that sounds good. I don't have a sound effect or anything
that. For the next thing. Well, we're just talking about, and we made reference that...
we're going to talk about women.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I like that.
Women.
Well, myself and a friend of ours who has a podcast, of which we won't name, but we all know who we're talking about.
Yeah. Pints with Aquinas?
Yep. So Heather Kim and I and a group of other people, Walking with Purpose is a Bible study for Catholic women. It's really, really good. So we had a retreat this weekend with about 800 moms and daughters. So literally, there was a couple of guys in the
band.
So
did Abiding Together sponsor this? Or no?
Just Walking
Heather?
With Purpose.
Oh, Walking with Purpose.
Walking with Purpose.
Okay, that's its own vibe.
Yep.
Okay.
And so it was myself and Debbie Herbeck and Rachel Herbeck and Lisa Brinkenmeyer, who started Walking with Purpose. And so I've been working with them for a number of years. So went in for a retreat, but it was really great.
Were you the only dude there?
Well, that's Sarah Kroger.
She's so great. Did she do the music? Kroger. Just say Kroger.
So good.
Oh, my gosh.
So a couple of the guys in her band.
Do yourself a favor. It's iTunes Music, Spotify.
Yes.
Sarah Kroger. I think it's like the grocery store.
K-R-O-G-E-R. I think you're right.
Oh, my goodness. And then you'll just thank you, They That Hope, for introducing me to such an amazing Catholic.
She just came out with a new song called No Filter.
Yeah.
Which, interesting, on the eclipse day, no filter. Interesting.
That would burn your eyes out.
That's a sign.
It's a sign of the end.
It was
that's really, what Padre Pio said.
She's really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, her music is just, it's just so beautiful. And, but it, honestly, it was so cool. It was a retreat for moms and daughters.
Okay.
And it was just really
that's just
beautiful.
A great idea.
It is. It yeah. was just really, really beautiful.
So not a women's conference. No. A moms and daughters
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, which in some ways made the preaching a little bit difficult because you've got, you know, 14-year-old girls and
okay. So and, there, so any age daughter?
Yeah. yeah
okay.
Yeah. And it was really actually, I was joking. I said, well, I'm just going to preach to like their 17-year-old girls because, yeah. you know, so much of the struggle that, that a young woman and a mom deals with. And that's that was really one of the things that came out is that, you know, it's being a woman, it's being a daughter of God, that, that there's some pretty fundamental yeah. issues that are struggles that they all have
yeah.
that they were able to pray through and just it was beautiful. We had time of just sharing some stories and the one of the woman women gets up and she says to be in adoration and holding my daughter's hand.
Oh, that's so cool.
The Saturday night we had an adoration like we do at the conferences. I mean it was just so touching. She said, yeah. you know, just the time that we had together to pray together. And I was just sharing my own stories that my mom and dad
about
went through
having childbearing hips.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
my mom
that's
and dad
a beautiful story.
Went through Crucio, and I had the opportunity to go on retreat with my mom and dad, whether it was a search retreat or Crucio retreat. And there's just something really beautifully special about being able to have encounters with Jesus with parents. So
yeah.
it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Again, I met lots of people who enjoy and appreciate the podcast. A lot of people who've seen this was really touching. My father's father
yeah.
And just. And I knew that when we decided to do that, that it was going to be emotional for a lot of people, and that's proven to be the case. But it was just a wonderful weekend of ministry opportunities. Debbie Herbeck, do you know Debbie?
I mean,
you know,
a little
Pete
bit.
Debbie.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Debbie was Jewish. She was born and raised Jewish and didn't convert until college. She gave her witness and testimony. It's just, I literally, there are just tears in my eyes. It's just so beautiful, her witness to Jesus. And,
yeah.
you know, the you know, the difficulty that was her parents were not excited at all.
About her about coming her, into...
Yeah, yeah, her becoming Christian.
Did she become Christian? Did she become Catholic?
She did, yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But it was interesting. She was saying that, you know, this was before COVID. I mean, before COVID. Before yeah. the internet. So,
yeah.
like, she shares that she went to the University of Michigan. There were a couple of Catholic girls on her wing that were very Catholic and began to reach out and evangelize her. And they said that they invited her to a movie, Jesus of Nazareth, and she had no idea what she was getting into. She said she was afraid. It was interesting. She had to do an assignment on Romans.
Okay. And letter of Romans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it's just interesting, just her perception. She was nervous about having that book in her room because she was raised her whole life not knowing anything about the New Testament, the scriptures and all of that. It was just like, you don't go there. You don't. So she says she went to the movie, to this movie, and it was really a part of her conversion as well. But she didn't know Jesus was Jewish.
Huh.
And she said to the people, hey, he's Jewish. And then not only Jewish, he was a good Jew.
Yeah.
It was really just a beautiful, beautiful
That's
story
cool.
of God's grace and his conversion. So it was wonderful.
That's amazing. Praise God
yeah.
for that.
Well, and this weekend, light weekend, what'd you do?
This last weekend? Well, it was Divine Mercy Sunday, which was great.
Did you preach?
I did preach, okay. which is super fun to do that. I don't get a ton of Sunday opportunities to preach at my parish.
And, you preached on what? Thomas or on something else?
You know what? I really focused on what John Paul II said about how mercy
yes.
is love's second name.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tied everything in, but it was this idea of, you know, going in the Old Testament, the mercy of God, how his greatest attribute is mercy. Just the story of like Jonah and the reason why Jonah was so upset is because God wouldn't destroy Nineveh. Are you going to let him get away with that? I brought
Nineveh.
In the prodigal son,
yeah.
the older son. Are you going to let him get away with that? Even the angels looking at the crucifixion of Christ, are you going to let them get away with that? And in all of it, God's saying, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to, but it's not a get away with, it's a give, and it's a gift of mercy.
No, that's
and
cool.
so my final line of it was that mercy is not a consolation prize for people who weren't holy enough. It's actually the greatest gift God can give us, and
humanity.
It's the means by which we can become holy. So
that's
that
cool.
was, I did two masses, and then we did a holy hour, which I got to lead at 3:00. So Sunday was just a great day of grace and rejoicing. And then the rest of the weekend, I was just grading. I was
nice,
grading a
nice,
lot,
nice.
So just trying to get caught up on all the stuff going on.
Nice. Awesome.
So praise God.
Cool. Cool.
Well, would you give
sure.
us a blessing,
Absolutely,
Father?
Lord, we just thank you for your love, your faithfulness, for your mercy on this feast of the Annunciation, for the gift of Jesus taking flesh and his love for us. Bless all of those who are listening and the few that are watching. They know your peace and your presence. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And hey, you know, I know we have a number of new listeners through our OSV
Wonderful.
Family of podcasts. What Father Dave was talking about a little earlier, Father Dave has done a number of amazing video series. His latest is My Father's Father. He did one on Christ, which called Metanoia, and then his first one was called The Wild Goose. It's wildgoose.tv.
Yep.
They're all free.
Or faithandreason.com.
Or faithandreason.com. Yep. They're also present there. And at faithandreason.com, you can find other great things made by our beloved
our
Franciscan
podcast.
University, including
yep.
our podcast, which I assume you already found because
Somewhere.
You're listening to it. Yeah. But maybe you could even go there and watch it. I hit the wrong button again.
But you're having a hard time. So
well,
thanks.
There's just a lot of buttons.
Here we go. There you go. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for just being you. If you'd like to send us a prayer request or ask us a question, hope@franciscan.edu. That's hope@franciscan.
Go Purdue.
And that kind of rhymes, actually.
Uh-huh. See what I did there?
I did.
Purdue, EDU?
I did.
I like that.
Yeah. I was this many years old when I began rooting for UConn. They That Hope is a production of Franciscan University of Steubenville and is distributed in partnership with OSV Podcasts.